band. That is Fate Strong hybrid band. Fate Strong from 2024 on the last part of Latino Alt Rock with Umar Malik. Umar is in the process of leaving the building, so we'll bid him farewell for today. I almost said bid him adieu, but just fare thee well until we see him next week at this same time from 4 to 6 on KFAI. You are listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis, and streaming around the planet at KFAI.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio, and we have been for over 46 years now. Support for this program comes from KFEI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFEI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our wonderful listeners just like you. Well, it is currently a very frosty 15 degrees here in the Twins. We've come out of a little bit of a deep freeze over the last night, warming up tomorrow. Possibly as high as 36 degrees. All right. It is 6:02 Central Standard Time. Getting ready to change over to Good Medicine Time, Turtle Island Time, with your host, Roya, in the evening. I will see you on the other side.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Johnny Kish from Mohawk Sick Nations, Ganawagi, up across the Medicine Treaty line, as some of my Canadian First Nations brothers and sisters referred to it. I've told you many times that story about how when the so-called authorities, the feds, namely the United States Cavalry, were chasing the so-called hostiles from their traditional homelands here in the U.S. And those individuals, those wily individuals, they went up across the international borderline before there was an international border. Give you a little history lesson along the way. Anyway, that's how they refer to it. But that's Shawnee Kish. The Mohawk is one of the six nations, as it's referred to there. And she is from Toronto, and she's now out of Toronto as well. That is way home for the Two-Spirit. She is Two-Spirit. She identifies that way. In fact, she's a new parent. We're going to have some music a little later in the month, some Christmas music, a little tune that she composed for, or they composed for their daughter, their newborn daughter. Anyway, hello, bonjour, han, karihi, to Ms. and Mr. Native America and all of our wonderful allies out there across Minnesota and Turtle Island and around the globe. We know we've got some international listeners. I can share that with you. And I just want to let you know that we are broadcasting tonight from the top of the historic Bailey Building office suites. It is a live broadcast. I try and bring that to you every week here on Good Medicine. And I am your host, Roya White Eagle Taylor, your Femme Gem, your Lady of the Evening, your Girl Friday, and your Pony Princess, your Choctaw Chicklet. So we're going to have some wonderful music for you tonight from Native artists as we start into December. This is Grandmother Moon was trying to peek through that low overcast that we have here in the Twin Cities. I saw her up there, and so we're going to be celebrating. This is, I think it's Friday the 13th. So many negative vibes. Oh, you're giving me negative vibes, Moriarty. Somebody out there who's listening, I know, will recognize where that comes from. Always with the negative vibes, Moriarty. Anyway, like I said, I am Roya White Eagle Taylor. So welcome tonight. And big send off to Omar Malik just before us. All right, let's go ahead and we're going to get started with more music from Shawnee right now. I've got, this is new music from this year, in fact, 2024. So here we go. We'll be back to back with I'm Alive and then Reclaim.
It's crazy to me, in a world so loud, it's the silence you can't see. And I can't breathe, I try to run but I feel numb, searching for this peace. take back my story. No more is glory, I reclaim.
KFEI is proud to present AniXO at the 7th Street Entry on Wednesday, December 18th. AniXO is a young queer musician hailing from Minnesota who found solace in music as a means to explore their identity and embrace the complexities of life. Joining AniXO are fellow local acts Annie Devine, The Penny Peaches, and Dilly Dally Alley. Tickets for AniXO can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov.
It's a journey that I propose. I'm not the guide nor technical assistant. I will be your fellow passenger. Though the rail has been ridden, winter clouds cover, autumn's exuberant quilt, we must provide our own guideposts. I have heard from previous visitors, the road washes out sometimes, and passengers are compelled to continue groping or turn back. I am not afraid of rough spots or lonely times. I don't fear the success of this endeavor. I am raw in a space not to be discovered, but invented. I promise you nothing. I accept your promise. Of the same, we are simply riding a wave that may carry or crash. It's a journey, and I want to go. A journey from the collected poetry of Nikki Giovanni. Nikki Giovanni, 1943 to 2024, just recently walked on, just passed. One of the wonderful African-American poets here in on Turtle Island. And while not maybe directly indigenous or native, we'll go ahead and claim her, because all African Americans from the diaspora of Africa were one time indigenous to their continent as well. Nikki Giovanni, you know, one of those individuals we always say, it's not likely to see their type this way very soon. And that's so very true. Did you see that? Oh, my goodness. Time magazine, oh, have you fallen? You've fallen off the edge of the world. Naming Donald Trump Time's Man of the Year? Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to say. I'm certainly not. Well, I've never subscribed to Time magazine. That's for old people. I'm not old. I'm a goldie, not an oldie. I can't believe that when I saw that. Anyway, let's give a shout out to several relatives that we've come across here. Amy Bowers Cordalis, she is the founder and executive director for the Ridges to Riffles Indigenous Conservation Group. She's an attorney, a conservationist. She's a member of the Yurok Tribe of California. And Ridges to Riffles is now working with the Yurok Tribe to restore the waterway's once thriving fish population. Stephen Rowe Lewis is the governor of the Gila River Indian Community. And Stephen has been doing something that's never been achieved before in the Western Hemisphere, and that's turning canals into solar power systems. As the governor of the Gila River Indian Community, I think that's down in Southern Arizona, maybe the Pima or the, what is that? They have a traditional name there that is escaping me right now. Anyway, they have produced about 1 megawatt of solar power on tribal indigenous lands there. And then we have Nilo Edwards. He is the CEO of First Nations Major Projects Coalition. First Nations Major Projects Coalition is an advisory Indigenous group in Canada for on behalf of First Nations. We've talked about First Nations before, how they're distinct from the Inuit or Inuit. Inuk, I should say, or Inuit, and the Métis, the mixed French and mostly Cree, some Anishinaabe there as well. Anyway, these three individuals are perfect examples of someone who should have been named Time's Person of the Year. They've been named as Time's Native Leaders on Time's 100 Climate List for 2024. So congratulations, a big shout out to them and a big lily to them. Lily. Yes. Okay. I hope they heard that up there or wherever they are at. Okay. Let's keep the good times. As we say down in New Orleans, laissez le bon temps rouler. Let's keep the good times rolling here at KFUI in Good Medicine. Here we go with Lila Gilday.
If you should fall to pieces, please know you're not alone. Don't even need a reason, I'll always pick up the phone. If you feel like you're broken and don't know what to do, inside your
yeah. it on me, though there is no mistake. The look in your eyes is all I can take. Fall on your knees and empty your gun. Surrender your heart to love. You are not alone. So born broken, though born of love. Bearing the scars of a war we don't speak of.
when the world is crumbling down. Push the embers closer now.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington Counties Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their energy bills. You only need 1 month of income verification and a copy of your energy bill when you submit your application. Please make sure you have this documentation as it will help expedite your application processing. In addition to energy assistance, we also offer referrals to our CAPRW Home Weatherization Program. Ramsey and Washington County residents may call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information and to apply online.
KFAI is a proud sponsor of the Landmark Live Concert Series, showcasing the finest women in folk, roots, and Americana music at St. Paul's historic Landmark Center. The next concert is Friday, December 20th with Annie Mack. Raised in North Minneapolis and currently living in Rochester, Annie Mack has worked her way through the Midwest scene and built a reputation as a powerhouse blues singer and a soulful songwriter. Concert starts at 7:30. It's preceded by a cocktail hour at 6:45, where you can meet the artist and KFAI DJs. Tickets and more info available at landmarkcenter.org.
I love you. Because the earth turns round the sun, because the north wind blows north sometimes, because the Pope is Catholic and most rabbis Jewish, because the winters flow into springs and the air clears after a storm, because only my love for you, despite the charms of gravity, keeps me from falling off this earth into another dimension. I love you because it is the natural order of things. I love you like the habit I picked up in college of sleeping through lectures or saying, I'm sorry when I get stopped for speeding, because I drink a glass of water in the morning and chain smoke cigarettes all through the day, because I take my coffee black and my milk with chocolate, because you keep my feet warm through my life a mess. I love you because I don't want it any other way. I am helpless in my love for you. It makes me so happy to hear you call my name. I'm amazed you can resist locking me in an echo chamber where your voice reverberates through the four walls, sending me into spasmodic ecstasy. I love you because it's been so good for so long that if I didn't love you, I'd have to be born again, and that is not a theological statement. I am pitiful in my love for you. The Dells tell me love is so simple. The thought, though, of you sends indescribably delicious, multitudinous thrills throughout and through in my body. I love you because no two snowflakes are alike, and it is possible if you stand tippy-toe to walk between the raindrops. I love you because I'm afraid of the dark and I can't sleep in the light, because I rub my eyes when I wake up in the morning and find you there, because you, with all your magic powers, were determined that I should love you, because there was nothing for you but that I would love you. I love you because you made me want to love you more than I love my privacy, my freedom, my commitments and responsibilities. I love you because I changed my life to love you, because you saw me one Friday afternoon and decided that I would love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Some words from our dear sister, Nikki Giovanni. I love you. I love all of you out there. Tonight, tomorrow, and on into the future. All of my wonderful listeners. Michelle from Plymouth, she sent me a wonderful card. Thank you, Michelle, for that. I appreciate that so much. And I just want to give a big shout out to an example of love, Robert Lilligren and Steve, who are celebrating their 10th anniversary today. on a Friday the 13th. Robert is a frequent guest on Robert Pilot's show. Robert is currently the president and CEO of Native American Community Development Institute. So if you don't know him, he's our former city council, one of our former city council members here in Minneapolis. Wonderful time together for 10 years, Robert and Steve. And also a big happy birthday to Nicole Cavender, Collie, as I referred to her. She is a wonderful niece. I met her in a playwriting class at the Guthrie Theater that Blossom Johnson was putting on. That was several years ago. And Nicole is Dakota, and she is finding out more and more each day how much more Dakota she is, or I should say Dakota, yes. Well, I forget to mention that Robert is an Anishinaabe, so from Whiter, one of Whiter's proudest as well. Oh, boy. All right. Where in the world do we start again? Let me just read you the headline. This is me, so don't get KFAI in trouble. This is not me. This is a letter from God on Substack. Nancy Dumbass Mace caught using burner account. You know what? I guess we're going to have the Nancy Mace report every single week. She's getting to be worse than that. What is her name again? Taylor Green. I've forgotten what her first name is. That's a good thing, I guess. It says, you'd think by now Republicans would have learned how to switch accounts before hitting reply, but here we are again this week. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace joined the ranks of Republican hypocrites caught red-handed using burner accounts to defend their fragile egos. She went and sent a message, I believe this was to Twitter, her tagline is Hold the Line, in which she accused a transgender so-called activist, I would say it was probably just a transgender person, of assaulting her, accosting her. And it was later to be found out she even wore a sling on the floor of the House chamber. And it was found out later that all he did was shake hands with her. We have definitely crossed now over into the surreal and weird. So thank you, Nancy Mace, for giving us a moment of levity as to how stupid you are. So, all right. But then getting caught red-handed, claiming that it was somebody else, and then she accidentally posted it from her own account. Oh, my goodness. Heaven help us for at least the next 2 years, but probably for the next 4 years, and who knows beyond that. Okay. All right. Hey, say, I was going to say, we've got who was that crazy person? You know, and I hate to beat up on other women. I really do, but you know, when they ask for it, I guess. Well, I shouldn't say that because that's oftentimes been used by so many crazy, toxic white males. But anyway, I've been wondering, how can I get an appointment as an ambassador someplace? I was joking this morning. Maybe if I say something that seems halfway supportive of Donald Dumpster Fire, I should say, he might appoint me to ambassador to India, because I am, after all, an Indian. All right. Let's go. I was going to give you some announcements about events that are going on. It is that holiday season, the winter holiday season. But let's just go ahead. We'll head back to some music here. This is a wonderful actor, singer, dancer. She appeared as Tinkerbell in the Larissa Fast Horse version of Peter Pan that was playing over in St. Paul at the Ordway last year. This is Ray Zaragoza with Driving to Standing Rock.
Let's get on the road now. The snow is coming in and it won't be plowed until morning. Let's drive through the night. If we watch the lines, we'll be all right. Sit
sister sleeping in the back. She's got a fever, but we can't turn back. We had this dream, and it's a sign that we've got to stop this pipeline. Standing rock tonight. When we arrived, we were greeted by a doe. Took the soil in our hands and prayed for Mother Earth. We stood out there to sing in negative 20 degrees, and we walked the bridge in the march for peace.
watching, listening to the sound of the wind blow through your cigarette. We're walking through the change of the seasons, wondering where the light went, holding on to a cup of coffee and regret. And you will find another when the leaves fall. And you will find another when the leaves fall. We will find love in the winter.
Zaragoza. Check that. That was not Peter Pan. It was Neverland. Ray is Tono Odom. Her great grandmother was Tono Odom. She's also part Japanese. Tono Odom. That was the one I was referring to about the Gila River community. They may be Akmel Odom down there in southern Arizona. Ray comes from she's got a twin brother as well that is an actor, singer, songwriter. So I hope you enjoyed that. That was Wintertime, and right before that was Fight Like a Girl. She's got a lot of extended plays out there. And before that, we heard What I Wouldn't Do, North Star Calling, and We Are Here. That's by Lila Gilday. She is Dene, now not the Dene from Arizona and New Mexico, but the true Dene from up north, Northwest Territories, white, Yellowknife, I should say. Yellowknife, yes. I had a wonderful friend years ago named Barney Masazumi from Yellowknife, and he used to tell us when I got on the plane coming down to catch the connection in, Edmonton, I think it was, coming to meet us at meetings. Oh, it was only about 45 below zero Fahrenheit or so. I forget, they, you know, in Canada they use Celsius, not Fahrenheit. So anyway, I digress. All right. Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed this wonderful music, these wonderful voices from Indigenous Native femininity here on Good Medicine. As I always say, you know, when we sing a song, we get up to dance, we share a story, we smile, we shake hands, or we give a hug, if that's appropriate. Always ask first, especially you men's out there. You're creating good medicine, and we've created some good medicine with you and for you tonight to be a balm, a healing salve for what ails us, all the wounds that we have received. Today, this week, since November 5th, so All right. And we're going to get some more in the future, so just pick yourself up, pull those big girl panties up. Let's get going here. So, all right. I'm going to have to leave you. I'm going to get in my little steel pony and head down to the White Eagle Lodge on the banks of beautiful Minnehaha Creek for another week. I hope I haven't forgotten anybody tonight. If I do, my apologies. So,